Hi, this is your Monday edition of the Hot Cappers Report, Monday, June 18th report. Today, there's 9 games on the slate for Monday. We're going to go down the list right now with the games and the starting pitchers. We got the Reds at the Indians, Latos versus Lowe. The Braves have to travel to the Yankees. We got Minor against Sabathia. Baltimore Orioles, Arrieta at the New York Mets with Dickey, Kansas City at Houston, Sanchez against Happ, Toronto at Milwaukee, Alvarez against Wolf, the Cubs at the White Sox, Garza against Stewart, Seattle at Arizona, Nosey versus Miley, Texas at San Diego, Harrison against Marquise, and San Francisco at the LA Angels, Matt Cain against Williams. Last couple of days, I've been throwing out several different things. You know, we talked about streaks. We talked about playing winning streaks. How long will they go? I don't know what the record is for the most winning streaks in a row, but I do remember some 16-game streaks times. I believe it might have involved the Braves or the Orioles. And, you know, that was years ago. Really don't use that as a main factor of handicapping. It's just a part of it. You know, you really got to give teams credit when they roll off 7-8 games in a row. I mean, because they're hot. And when teams lose, 9 in a row or 10 in a row, they're obviously cold. So it's just a part of many different things that you look at when trying to pick winners in Major League Baseball. Yesterday we went over the starting pitchers and not necessarily concentrating on just their records, but how the team fared when those certain pitchers for the teams started the games. And that's all a direct result of factoring in that, you know, the bullpen will come into play in just about every Major League Baseball game. So you want to know what the overall, you know, win-loss was for the team. Because a lot of times starting pitchers have no decisions in the contest. And the wins and losses go to bullpen pitchers. So we went over that yesterday, showed you some numbers in that. And I know there's a lot of guys out there that loves the trends. And quite honestly, if you can find winners from trends, more power to you. But I've got, one quick trend for each team playing on Monday. First of all, let's take a look at the Reds with Latos. On the mound, the Reds are 5-0 in his last 5 starts. So if you like the Reds, they are hot. They've won probably, I think, 6 in a row. They're 5-0 in his last 5 starts. You know, that would definitely be something to look at. But they're at Cleveland, and Cleveland's pitching low. Cleveland is 4-0 their last 4 Monday games. So something else to look at. Atlanta. With Minor, Atlanta's 3-15 their last 18 Monday games. So it's not a hidden fact that Atlanta don't do good on Mondays, but 3-15 over the last 18 on Mondays. While on the other hand, the Yankees are 20-7 the last 27. Game ones of an opening series, and if they hold on and win today against the Nationals, that winning streak will continue. Then you factor in that stat that's 13 games over 500 as a game one of a series, looks pretty impressive. And then you factor in the fact that they just swept Atlanta in Atlanta, so everything's pointing to Sabathia, but it's Major League Baseball, and who knows what'll happen. That's why you need a handicapper. And if you guys are, just can't find the time to cover all the numbers, to dot all the I's, to cross all the T's, and you need somebody to do the work for you, you need to take a look at us. We're here. We do this for a living. We concentrate on all these stats plus many, many more stats in breaking down games. And it's myself, Tim Hood, and Reese Roberts. Together, we're known as Team Underground. You can find us at www.teamunderground.com. www.hotcappersreport.com. There we got a link for our combo package. It's 31 days. It goes in 31 day segments. Most of the time when a guy's on for 31 days, he goes ahead and signs up for another 31. So it's not just for 31 days, but your installment price is based on 31 days, every 31 days. $84 all it costs. It's $2.70 a day, and you get all the premium plays, the ones that we release daily, in a combo package. Also, you can see us at www.undergroundsportsconnection.com. Guys, check out everything. Do your research, and you know, see if we're for you. We work very hard at this. Let's go on with the rest of the card for Monday. We got Baltimore with Arrieta on the heel. The O's are 5-13. Their last 18 interleague road games versus right-handed pitchers. Even though the Orioles are red hot right now, you know, if you're a trend player and you're looking at the trends, you know, only 5 wins out of last 18 on the road versus right-hand pitching. While the Mets are 16-5 in Dickey's last 21 starts. And I've been watching this Dickey kid. He's a great pitcher. Been doing good things when he's on the mound. But, you know, the Mets are, I know they've lost 3 in a row. But, you know, it's just another thing that you got to look at. You got to make that decision. What games do you want to throw your hard-earned money on? Kansas City is 7-20 the last 27 interleague road games, while the Astros are 5-0 the last 5 versus a team with a losing record. Moving on, Toronto Blue Jays are 0-6 in Alvarez's last 6 starts, while the Brew Crew is 6-0 their last 6 versus a team with a winning record. Now, I think the Blue Jays win on Sunday over the Phillies. Matter of fact, I think that was a sweep on a, you know, mini winning streak there. I believe that win got them back to 500. So that trend could, you know, maybe kind of tricky. Is it 6-0 when they're facing a 500 club, or is it just 6-0 versus a team with a winning record? That's the stat I got anyway, so use your own judgment on that one. Cubs travel to White Sox. And the Cubs are 0-7 in Garza's last 7 starts, while the White Sox are 23-8 the last 31 interleague games versus a team with a losing record. Seattle, 4-0 their last 4 interleague games on the road versus a team with a losing record. However, Seattle, you know, won last night and broke a long losing streak. Don't know how they're going to fare today against the Giants. Hope there's a lot of runs scored in that game. We got the over in that contest. The Diamondbacks are 5-0 their last 5 at home. So, you know, you got a 4-0 stat, 4-0 trend versus a 5-0. Which one's going to break? Texas, 17-6 the last 23 Monday games. San Diego, only 4-11 the last 15 is in their home games versus left-handed pitchers. In the last game of the night, you got San Francisco. They're 8-0. In Matt Cain's last 8 starts, they're taking on the Angels in Anaheim, and the Angels are 8-1 their last 9 home starts made by Williams. So guys, like I said, it's just another formula that you could use to handicap the games. But if you don't have the time, you need someone that's got a track record, that's been in the game for years. Give us a try here at Underground Sports Connection, $2.70 a day. We will hook you up. We'll make you money. www.undergroundsportsconnection.com or www.hotcappersreport.com. Don't forget, free picks are put out on Twitter daily. All you got to do is go follow the updates at UG Sports Con. That's UGSPORTSCONN at Twitter. You get the free picks. Check us out there. Talk to you again on Monday. Good luck.